I want you to be strong in the Lord. I want you to win many, many battles for Christ. But if and when you're wounded in battle, for whose sake will you suffer? Now, if our commander should be offered everything we have for the war cause, shouldn't we offer him our suffering as well? Some of you today are hurting. And I can tell you the surest path to your healing is to dedicate your wound to God. After all, there are very few things that bring God more glory than a saint that suffers well. Harry Ironside tells an amazing story. A famous preacher was holding a meeting one time at a church, and the final night of the meeting, the preacher wasn't there. But he wasn't too surprised because he knew his wife was about to give birth. At the end of the service, the minister walked in, sat on the back pew, dismissed the people when it was over, and asked Harry if he could see him in his office. And when they walked into his office, the man just broke down. He said, "My wife's just given birth to a boy, and the baby's got Down syndrome, and I don't know how to tell her." Now, I don't know if I would have had the courage to do this or not, but Ironside opened his Bible to Exodus 4:11, where God speaks to Moses in the bush, and God says, "Who is it that makes a man deaf or dumb or blind? Isn't it I, the Lord?" And Ironside said, "Listen, this is of God. And He will take the life of this boy." And Romans 8 says, "He will work it out for good for you because you love the Lord." And so that man went back to the hospital, walked into the room where his wife was. And of course, she's frantic. "They won't let me see my baby. What's the matter?" And he took her hand and he said, "Who is it that makes a man lame or blind or deaf? Isn't it I, the Lord?" And then he said, "Honey, God's blessed us with a beautiful baby with Down syndrome." Well, of course, she cried and she cried. But then she said later, "Where's that verse?" And he showed her in the Bible. Now, there's something going on behind the scenes. The hospital phone operator was not a believer. She was, frankly, a rather mean-spirited woman that made fun of Christians. And so when this young mother called her mother to tell her what's happened, she listened in, expecting her just to fall apart. And this is what she heard. She heard that new mother say, "Mom, God's blessed us with a child with Down syndrome. Now, we don't know the full nature of the blessing yet, but we know it will be a blessing." And that woman couldn't believe what she heard. She started telling everybody in the hospital what she'd heard. She's an unbelieving woman. The next Sunday, when the preacher gets up to his church to preach, there are 70 people that work at that hospital that are there that morning. And when he stands up to offer the invitation to receive Christ, 30 nurses came forward that day to accept Jesus Christ. And that reminds me of what C.S. Lewis said once. When someone asked him, "Why do the righteous suffer?" And he said, "Why not? They're the only ones who can handle it." And so let me close with this word. You remember how we started the whole series in Ephesians 6? So be strong in the Lord and His mighty power, because when the day of evil comes, you will be able to stand. Folks, God has the grace to help you stand anything.